Robin Barge. Poet Issa May Horanapiti has taken out the inaugural Kerry Hume Award at the Pikihuia Awards, which were held in Wellington over the weekend. The awards celebrate Māori writers and have been held every second year for the last 30. This year, writers of short fiction, poetry and non-fiction in English and Te Reo Māori were recognised, as well as the Kerry Hume Award. Robin Barge is the chair of the Māori Literature Trust, Te Waka Takikōrero, and Robin's with us today. Tēnā koe, thanks for joining us on the show today. Robin, kia ora.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
So we're seeing more emerging talent with skills and all mentored, supported by this, growing literary kaitautoko rōpū for our emerging writers. Another special gathering. And congrats again, Robin, for all that you've put into the space over the last few decades. What took your eye most about the awards ceremony as such in Te Whanganui Atara over the weekend?
Yeah, well, the ceremony was fabulous. And, another new lot of writers, but some old ones as well. So it was really good to see some who you know, we hadn't seen for a long time come back. So it's some emerging writers, but some pretty experienced writers now as well. So, yeah, it was really exciting. It was exciting to have Issa May Ranapiti win the Kerry Hume Award as well. That's a new award for us. It's an award that was set up by the Kerry Hume Whānau, who they decided to donate some money for the awards to support mid-career writers. And so the writers, you know, submitted works, or they or their publishers submitted works, and Nick Lowe and I had the difficult task of finding one winner. And Issa May Ranapiti won was Echidna, which is a collection of poetry.
Tēnā koe, I've just been contacted by our producer too. He said I'll be okay to have a kōrero with Issa May off the back of our conversation. So I was going to talk about her a little bit with you, but I might talk about her to her, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, that would be great.
Cool, cool. So other standouts here as we look at the Pikihuia Awards. Touch on some of the other recipients of Tohu.
Well, some of the other recipients, one was Nadine Ahura, who won the short non-fiction in English. And that was significant because she has been a finalist and a winner before, and it was great to see her again. I suppose what I've noticed, I was just reading the collection last night, and what I've noticed is that the quality of the writing is improving over the years. You know, people are writing about a wider range of topics, and are just getting more confident, I suppose, at their writing.
Yeah, and what do you put that down to?
Oh, I think just more experience, and more confidence. They've just had more time, I suppose, to work on these things. The other exciting thing was that there are we had three categories in Māori as well. Te Reo Māori. What we had this year was English Māori category, categories for fiction, non-fiction, and poetry, all in English and in Māori. And so that was really exciting, so we saw one from each category.
The mentorship that I touched on earlier on, the editing process, the time it takes to, give the reader a neat experience after the first draft is submitted. I mean, this whole sort of wraparound kaitautoko that we speak of has been an important element of Te Ao Māori. Is perhaps even doubly important in the writing and editing and production of literature. What would you say of the people who come in with raw talent, but how much they can benefit from having an experienced eye or ear or support around them?
Yeah, we put that in place a few years ago, because we felt we really wanted to just speed up the process of them, you know, giving them opportunities to learn and develop more quickly than just trying to do it on their own. And so the way that we think about it is that we have the Picky Wear Awards, which identify those with talent, and, you know, those are who are, we think, are potential writers. But then we have the Papatupu program, which, yeah, is an incubator program. It puts a, put, you know, it does wrap around that support, so they have access to mentors, they have access to going to workshops. We take some on, you know, trips to festivals, writers' festivals, national and international. So they really get a broader experience and get to meet other writers and things. But the whole purpose of that is to just speed up their writing development process.
Well, I'm just really pleased that it continues on. You've left a fabulous legacy, not that you're stepping aside at all, but, you know, from those early days. What's happening with the pieces submitted for the awards? Are we looking at another volume of Piki Huia to come? What happens with the finalists in their work now?
Yes, yeah, the work is published. So we've just published as part of that a collection called the Huia Short Stories 29. Oh, sorry, Huia Short Stories 15, but there are 29 writers in it. And so that, yeah, they get published as a result of that experience.
Well, congratulations to all of the winners. Where can people go to find out more about them?
Yes, they can find you know, books in bookshops and bookstores. All good bookstores will have the Hook Queer collection probably, you know, from tomorrow.
Ka pai. Lovely catching up with you again. Robin, kia ora. Are you still living around Taupo or you're back down to the big smoke?
No. I'm back at Hororo.
Ka pai. Well, they must have put a cell phone tower in there because you sound like you're next door.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Good on you, Robin.
Talk to you, Dale.
Lovely talking with you too. Thanks so much. Robin Barge, long time. Kai kōrero here on Itirangi Wātea. All the best to her and to those who submitted work for the Piki Huia Awards of 2023.